Well, we're not over at Freighters this morning for our St. Patrick's Day party with United Way, but we've brought the party indoors and virtual, and joining us right now from Hunter Hospitality House, which is one of the member agencies of the United Way of St. Clair County, Tracy Willard. Tracy, good morning and happy St. Patty's Day.
Good morning. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
I want to talk about Hunter Hospitality House, all that you do, and how the United Way helps out. But I'll start with asking how the COVID-19 crisis has impacted what you folks do at Hunter Hospitality House, if at all.
Well, the first impact was that we have postponed our annual fundraiser, Hope Blooms. And then we decided that in order to assure everyone's safety, it would be best to temporarily close the homes to guests. So that's where we are at right now, and we're eager to be able to serve people as soon as this passes.
I bet you are, because you did such a great job with these houses that are in close proximity to McLaren Port Huron Hospital and Lake Huron Medical Center. Remind us what the Hunter Hospitality Houses are all about. What do you do there during normal times?
Sure. Well, we provide free lodging and abundant amenities, including food, laundry, supplies, emergency clothing, transportation for people who need to stay near a hospitalized loved one or near treatment of their own for cancer or wound care, situations like that. And the homes are bed and breakfast style homes, so everybody can just enjoy themselves, rest at the homes, and then get back to the hospital as they need to.
This is it's such an important thing, and really you and your husband kind of came up with this idea. You and Jeff have spent a lot of time in hospital waiting rooms, didn't you?
Yeah, well, our second son of four, Hunter, was born prematurely, and I was released from the hospital before he was. And so we had that experience of going back and forth to the hospital day and night to be with the baby. And after his passing, we were really struck with the memory of the exhaustion and how unsafe it had been for me to be driving back and forth.
Yeah.
And so we want to keep people safe, keep the community safe, and keep people near their loved ones.
Well, it certainly worked out nicely. And, of course, now you're affiliated with the United Way, and they help support you financially, don't they?
They do. It's so wonderful that they recognize that there are a lot of St. Clair County residents impacted, needing the services of Hunter Hospitality House, because it's a big county. So there are people who live half an hour away, but still a part of the county, and they might want to stay at Hunter House to be near the hospital. Also, a lot of people travel to Port Huron because they have a loved one from St. Clair County in the hospital. So the United Way helps us with those costs, and we are able to give all of our guests free lodging. They don't have to worry about how they're going to pay for this.
It's such an amazing service. Tracy, if people can support you financially through the United Way or directly or by buying a ticket to Hope Blooms when it's rescheduled. But other than that, are you looking, what can people do? Can they drop things off when you reopen? Can they volunteer their time? What do you need from folks?
They absolutely can do either one of those things. We keep our website updated with a needs list, and we also have a volunteer page on the website, so they can fill that out and send it in, and we will take them up on their volunteer offers. We need volunteers for everything from public information, disseminating our brochures, doing information tables, cleaning the houses, all kinds of great things like gardening. There's something for everyone.
Absolutely. Keep up the good work, and look forward to you being able to open your doors again when things get back to normal.
Thank you so much.
Have a great day, and happy St. Patrick's Day.
Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.